What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Misguided Goddess Podcast. I am the Misguided Goddess, Goddess Sion, and today I got a special guest. Hey, I got a special guest. What? So I'm going to allow you to introduce yourself.
Hey y'all, it's Belle, the lash lady, the CEO of the lashes, the Slay Text girl, the Slay Bae. How y'all doing?
What's up, sisters? How y'all feel? Brothers, y'all all right?
And if you're not, call me.
Period. So I have my good friend Belle here. I call her Boss Belle because, like she said, Slatex, come on now, y'all know I'm a good brand ambassador. I am a brand ambassador, you know what I'm saying? So first things first, Goddess, where you been at? This has been a crazy ass week. Okay, we are in between two eclipses and people are losing their rabbit ass mind. They're going out of their minds, y'all. So just remember that we have an eclipse coming up on Monday, which is tomorrow, April 8th. We just had one at the end of March. We had a solar eclipse. Now we're having a lunar eclipse. It's also a new moon. So people are just like tripping out. But this is the thing. In 2017, on August 21st, and I never forgot the date because this was the day I got fired from my job. We had a solar eclipse, and with like my studies of like astrology and stuff like that, it's like for lunar eclipse. I keep saying lunar, solar eclipse. That's the sun. For
The moon must mean
the
something to you,
moon.
girl.
Because I'm a moon woman, you know. All the witchy girls usually are.
Okay.
But the solar eclipses, they usually bring in new beginnings. So like new habits will develop, old patterns will fall away. Sometimes, and then we're also in Mercury retrograde. So it's a whole lot of shit going on in the cosmos right now. But it's really starting to affect people. And then like, you know, my job, I talk to a lot of like strangers and stuff like that. So I'm getting a lot of different energies from people. And the one thing that has been consistent is everybody's like, oh my God, everybody's going crazy right now. And I'm just like, well, y'all gotta remember, astrology is real.
I believe in
It
it. I
has been
do.
proven
I
multiple
do.
times. It's also in the Bible. If you go over to Greece, it's been proven, okay? So stop saying that it's not real. It's science, okay? So that's that.
Period.
So there are going to be a lot of like people who are, you'll see, like setting new goals and stuff like that. You know, we just had our technical New Year's. It was in March when the spring equinox passed. That's when you should have been setting your goals, doing your spring cleaning, figuring out what you want to do next. This is now quarter two. If this was like a Fortune 500 company, this is now quarter two. We have two more quarters to finish out the year. So think about it like that and allow this weekend or today even, I mean, it is Sunday, but whenever or tomorrow, set new intentions for whatever it is that you want to manifest. Set those intentions, write those goals out, because now is the time to make it happen. So I, you know, have a lot of goals for myself in business. My lovely co-host here has some things with her business coming up as well. But what I want to do is ask, what inspired you to start your business? What inspired Slatex Beauty?
I didn't brand it until 20, when did I leave the girls home? 2019-ish. But
Okay.
I've been doing lashes since I could pick up tweezers. Honestly,
Same.
I've always loved lashes. I had an older cousin who did her own lashes for like her, my mom, and I would just see them getting ready, and I'm like, that's the thing. Like, you want to always be Chris, you want to always be on the scene, you want to always look good. And just seeing that around my, family, that made me pick that style up, and I just took off with it. So in college, I was doing all my friends' lashes. Whenever I went home, if it was an event, all my aunties, cousins, whatever, I'd do their lashes. And then around 2019, like I said, I was working at a girl's home. I wasn't in a girl's home, but after leaving that type of job, because that was one of the positions that I had straight out of grad school, and of course, money is low at that time, and it was this big entrepreneurial boom, and I'm like,
That's
I do
right.
a thing, why not get, pay the top dollars? Like, I didn't mind doing it for my friends or whatever, and the little things that they did for me or whatever the, pro quo it was for it. But I'm like, why not brand myself? Why not become a household name in the beauty field?
Listen, that's where the money's at. And like you said, in 2019, they had a big entrepreneurial boom. You know, that's when I started Gifts from a Goddess. 2000, actually, I also started the
Must
podcast.
be
I
the
started
truth.
Misguided Goddess and Gifts from a Goddess in the same year. I started the podcast that May, and then I started my business that November. It's like a $1 trillion industry.
It
So
is.
when
It
I thought
is.
about it, I'm like, all of the brands that we buy and purchase, we sharing our money with these people.
Yeah.
We
Right. That is true. That is true.
We don't know
That
them,
is
and that's
true.
no shade to them, but I feel like with economics, and aside from just American economics, Black American economics, we have to start to do business together, but we also have to have the business to have, you
That is
know?
true.
That was a
That
big
is true.
thing that I was like learning about at the time. And I want to say that was 2020 when the Madam C.J. Walker story came out on Netflix. You can tell me nothing.
And that was also something that I was watching, and I'm like, it is literally right there at your fingertips. You have to market yourself. You have to put yourself out there. And at that point, I, kind of was already doing that, but why not make it a name? Why not step out there on faith?
Right. And if you are the face of your company, you are the brand. That brand is going to grow depending on you.
That is true.
It's all on you. So, however you want to market yourself, whatever you put out into the world, however you carry yourself. So, like for instance, with me, I sell shea butter. I'm going to always have my shea butter on. If I have like cousins or something like that who have babies, I'm going to gift them shea butter because I know that your skin goes through like your whole body changes when you give birth. But your skin really does change a lot. And I found that with my product, gifts from a God of shea butter. With my product, it's very healing, it's luxurious. And for some strange reason, this is the only what I think is the downside, but I'm pretty sure they don't. Dogs love it. I've had people call me like, my dog made a mistake and ate the shea butter. What's gonna happen? Nothing's gonna happen. They'll be fine because it's all natural. I don't add any preservatives, no, none of that. If I have very sensitive skin, y'all know I already told y'all I'm highly sensitive. I'm not gonna sell anything that I'm not gonna use. And I literally have it on right now. You see the glow.
And that was another reason why I like bought into Gifts from a Goddess. Like, that's the only lotion or like butters I use. Like, I'd rather
Bye,
honestly go
thank you.
ashy, and I know that that's not very slay, but I'd rather go ashy than not wearing Gifts from a Goddess shea butter. Like, I have all of the containers. You should do a container return program business, but I have like all of the containers on my dresser right now. They just like stacked up from the little ones to the big ones. It's crazy, but like, see, I was saying, I don't know those other people. I don't know Shea Moisture. I don't know Carol's daughter. And then they be selling their businesses to these random people. My girl not gonna do that. So I trust in her. Like she just said, everything is natural, and I believe that.
And I definitely want to keep it that way. So the only time that I'll be selling it to somebody else is if I can definitely keep my formula the way that it is. But I do want to get back into lashes because, okay, for me, I was introduced to lashes in 2016. The little individual, when I learned how to do it, I'm always
Clear
in
and
the
blue
mirror,
pack, beauty
eye
spa.
wide open, doing a flutter, like, oh, look at my baby doll eyes. But the day I got my first latex virgin lash, it was like, hold up. And that was when I was still going by CB Fab. That was it. That was CB Fab with them lashes on, okay? I can show you so many videos of me in my phone just with lashes on, no makeup, just lashes and face. All in the camera, looking, smiling, rap. Y'all know I'm a rap when I get dressed. But I love them. It's like it makes you feel good about yourself. And when you feel good about yourself, you know, your life is so much better. Like nobody can tear you down at all. Nobody can tell you nothing about you because you feel good. And when you look good, you feel good. I'm
Yep,
a
I was just about to
true
say it.
believer of that. So with me and some like stuff like that, and not saying like I just have to have on makeup and I have to have on lashes to feel confident. But I feel more confident going out into the world if I did put more, what I call it, I'm in a group on Facebook and we call it glamour magic. So when you're
Okay.
doing your makeup and you're putting your lashes on and you're setting those intentions and you're looking in the mirror and you're saying your affirmations, you go out into the world and it's just like you have that glow, you have that confidence, you have
Yeah,
that
that is true.
I'm gonna step in here and I don't care who is in here,
Right.
I know I look good. And
And
that
they can't
is,
tell me nothing,
and can't
literally.
tell me
Look at
nothing.
me,
The
like,
only thing they could tell me is, girl, you look good.
and
Oh,
gonna
girl,
do
you look
it,
cute.
and gonna do
My
it.
favorite compliment is from older ladies when they say, "Your face, you did your face up so pretty. You look so pretty." If an old lady give me a
Yeah,
compliment, nobody
that
else
mean
can't
it's for
tell me
real.
nothing.
That mean it's for real. That and kids. That and kids.
That and
That and
kids. That
kids.
and kids.
That
And
and
my
kids.
kid, y'all know I always talk about my nieces and nephews on here. Taj, before I used to leave out, Taj, how I look? You look good, Auntie. I like it. Yeah, you look cute, Auntie. Nobody can tell me nothing when I hit
Right.
the street.
Period. Not because Taj
So,
says so.
period. And y'all know Big Taj don't play. Don't play.
Teeny
He ain't
baby
gonna
for show.
have you going outside looking crazy. Because if you look crazy, he gonna tell you. Very much big Virgo energy with Taj.
Period.
And y'all
Period.
know
Period.
I love me a Virgo.
We're just so sweet.
I love me a Virgo. See, a Virgo woman, and my big sister that's right above me, because y'all know I got hella sisters. My one sister, Brittany, she is a Virgo. She is the Virgo that I grew up with. She is the person who introduced me to makeup. She is the person who I came here with my own style, but Brittany like amplified my style times 10. Like, oh, add this, or oh, put this on, or let me fix your hair like this. She used to do my hair more than anybody. But Brittany is a Virgo. My other best friend is a Virgo. Then I meet this lady, and I'm like, girl, natural Virgo too. I love me a Virgo woman.
Yeah.
Well, I love a Virgo, period, because I have a man best friend who is a Virgo, and then of course Big Taj. So my thing with Virgo women though, they have this like the style, the glamour, and it's very much earth sign. I get that because Tauruses, they have the same thing. But they just tend to like be glamorous or like very feminine, like the very feminine. Like literally, when I say divine feminine, I'm talking about a Virgo woman. That's just the that's just what they embody. Every Virgo woman I've ever met, I've never seen the trashy Virgo. I never seen one. I never seen a Virgo who just was like a nasty person. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have on the best. They're going to look the best. They're going to try their best. The style is there. The fashion is there. The looks are there. That's just, I could go on and on and on talking about Virgo women. But what I do want to ask you, what is one thing that you think, not that even that you think, but what's something that makes you feel confident?
That's a deep question. What makes me feel confident? I think just honestly, it's gonna be this only child in me, but that I'm already the one. Like I wake up telling myself that because I've always been the one. So why would that change? And anytime that I have questioned or like doubted myself on something, like it didn't go as it should have. And meeting you, I know that that energy that you put out is what is gonna come back to you. So
Definitely.
every time I'm stepping somewhere, you gonna get it. You the one. Like this is what you do. Say exactly what you know. If it's wrong, they wrong. And that's just
Exactly.
how I'm coming. That's how I, carry myself. But you have to feel like that about you, because if you don't feel like that about you, who gonna feel like that? You're not convincing nobody to think that you know what you're talking about, or you should be the one that they choose.
That's right.
And even if they don't choose you.
I mean, listen, if they don't choose you, then rejection is the best protection. But what I would say is like a thing that makes me feel confident, and this is something that I've learned in, I'm gonna say, in the past 3 years to word it like this, because like you say, you the one.
Yeah.
My mama always did instill in each and every one of us, you are you. You are
Yeah.
special. You are
Yeah.
beautiful. I didn't have no ugly children. She'll say
Right.
that in a heartbeat.
Right.
I didn't have no ugly children. I don't have no dumb children. So you're gonna go out into the world and you're gonna be your best self because
Right.
you are you and you are special. Like that's something that she embodied in us. But my reverend at my church, he always says that we are unique emanations of God. And once I understood that, that's where God is Sion came from. Because God is where I am. I am what God is. I was made perfectly and divinely in God's image. So,
It is what it is. Like, I'm just a piece.
know,
Like,
and that's e and each and that's for each and every one of us. That's not an ego thing, but that's something that if you are feeling like you're not confident, that's the one thing. If you trust in God, then you know
Right.
you have confidence in yourself in that alone.
Right.
In that alone. So right. Yes, I love that you say that. Another thing that I wanted to go into, I asked on Instagram this week, what is one thing that, you know, everybody wants me to talk about? Because sometimes I do have already topics that I know I want to talk about, but I want to know, like, what do y'all care about? Like, what do y'all want to hear? What advice do y'all want from me? Like, what questions do you want me to answer? And a question that you asked was how to decipher messages from the universe. That one for me.
I just want to let y'all know, like, the universe be playing with me. I don't know what they be doing with y'all, but they take me as a joke.
Let me tell you
if
something.
If you've ever seen Truman Show, I'm on the Truman Show bell season. I text this girl this probably once every week.
What I believe, and I'm only going to speak from experience. I'm only ever going to speak from experience, okay? The universe, the minute you say, I want this, the universe is going to play a trick on you. Let's see how bad you really want it.
But that's the thing, because I'm one for a gamer too.
Oh, and the game's beyond, okay? Like one time, what was I trying to manifest? I was trying to manifest, I wanted to go on a date with this man, okay? So you cannot manifest another person. Let me preface that by saying this. Remember that I said that part first. You cannot manifest a person because we all have our own free will. But you can manifest dates, right? So this is what I did. I got my hair done. I got my nails done. I bought outfits specifically for dates. Like, I know I want to go on some dates. Let me buy these outfits.
Okay.
Okay? That day had came, and it was the worst date I ever been on ever in my life.
Never.
And I was like, what is this? Like, I wanted to have so much fun. And it wasn't good. It wasn't good. I can't even go into detail because the person listens to this. Like, they definitely listen to my podcast. And the person who I'm saying this, they may be like, oh my God, is she talking about me? Because multiple people. And if you date me, listen to my podcast, because I'm going to ask you, like, do you listen to my podcast?
You was the worst date ever.
Because how could you know me for real if you don't listen to my podcast? So, okay. And support my business. Support Black business, like Meg said. But anyway, it just wasn't a good time. It wasn't in alignment. And it was like, I wanted this one thing so bad, and I did all of this stuff to manifest it. And then when I got it, it was like, oh, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. No, thank you. I don't want that.
But that's crazy.
It's insane. However, again, rejection, protection. The next person after that, we went on a couple dates and they were all so much fun.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, this is who I was actually manifesting to go on these dates with, because now I got to wear my outfits and look cute.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Yeah.
Definitely was a vibe.
Okay.
I mean, I'm still single, but that's a whole nother episode. But the universe will play jokes on you. But this is what I found. When you are facing something, right? Like, say for instance, you're at a crossroads and it's something that you want to do, but you don't know how to move forward or which way to go. The only way, you have to meditate. And the reason that you have to meditate is you have to quiet your mind.
Okay, because literally just said that in my head. I was like, my mind is so fucking loud. Like,
it be loud, but you have to, as soon as it start going, pull it back.
Okay,
and
the way that I
was able to start that, I would focus on an object. Like, to quiet my mind, I used to focus on a ball. And every time I would do it, it would be a different color. So a purple ball, a red ball, anything. Close your eyes. Take 3 deep breaths. Focus on that ball. And when your mind starts to drift and say, oh, today's Sunday. I need to go make groceries today. Pull it back. Red ball. Then it's going, oh, you know what? I need to iron my clothes. Red ball. Because now is not the time for that. You're setting aside this time to focus on what it is that you like, not focus on what it is that you're taking this time so that you can allow yourself to hear the answer. Because if you ask the question, the universe is gonna answer you. Now, this is the thing though, they're gonna answer you, but you have to know if the answer is coming from your head or your stomach. If the answer is coming from your head, that's your ego, that's not the universe talking to you, that's you saying, I really do want to do this, so let me just go ahead and do it. But if you feel in your gut, because that's your second brain, if you feel in your gut like this is not good and you go for it anyway, the universe is going to show your ass like, wait a minute, I told you, you ain't listen. So now we got to do this lesson all over again. So now you're back in meditation, focusing on that purple ball this time. And then when a feeling comes and it's just like a burst of excitement within you, and it's going to come from that, from your gut, you know what I'm saying? Like you got those chakras in there, that good root chakra. It's going to feel like explosion. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh.
Sometimes it becomes
perfect alignment.
Lower, so I don't even know where it's coming from.
If it's coming from lower, that's you just... If it's coming from lower, that's not the universe. That's the same as your head. That's the same as your brain. You can't always listen to her. She ain't in her right mind.
All of these people ain't in their right mind. Including me.
So, you know, but that's the way that you would typically decipher a message from the universe. So either sometimes you can even ask, like, there is a practice, a spiritual practice, where you can ask the universe to show you a sign. So, like, I love butterflies. Mm-hmm. And I read today, like, that's just something with Geminis that we just love butterflies. Always did. But I used to ask, if I'm supposed to do this, show me a butterfly within the next 48 hours. One day, me and my best friend, shout out to my best friend, Josh, we sitting in my mama's backyard one day, and we just start seeing butterflies. Every single time we hang out, we're seeing butterflies. And I'm like, okay. All right, then. Now I know what to do next. So, yeah, I guess this is a good idea because the universe is going to show it to you. I did it one time where I asked to see a feather because I knew the person I was going to see. My wax girl, she is very much into spirituality, animal totems and stuff like that. We just talking, as we always do. And as I'm leaving, she walks me out of the building. We just chatting it up because she in a new building. I'm telling her how happy I am for her, blah, blah, blah. And we see a feather on the ground. And she always sees feathers. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, all right, well, there goes my message. So it just kind of more so depends on what I would think is your spiritual practice, like how you want to receive those answers, because sometimes I also receive answers in my dreams, which I get all kind of stuff in my dreams. It'd be insane.
Yeah.
But that's what works for me. So I must really be preaching because my ears is ringing.
Ringing,
girl, and here we go.
I'm gonna have to find out like something so I can say like show me this, because obviously I'm show me and I feel like they do, but then I'm like, who sent this message? I don't know.
No, that's not important. You asked for the question.
You have been there. So don't act like I'm talking crazy. See, that's why I don't. You have been there when I'm like, yeah, because this about to happen. And then the opposite happens. Like, so you like, and I'm like, you like, hands off. But you cannot do that. I feel like people, if I'm asking you ABC, why are you trying to show me 1, 2, 3?
It's the 1, 2, 3 that you need to see before you can answer the ABC.
But that's the thing. If you want me to go down the new alphabet path and leave these numbers alone, leave these numbers fucking alone, why the fuck are you not staying on the ABC?
Because, like I said, when you ask the universe for something, the universe is going to test you. Do you really want this, and how bad do you really want this? Like, for instance, just today, as I'm prepping for the show, I'm listening to my... I call it a church service, but it's a spiritual community, Agape, and I talk about it all the time. But it's based in LA, so, you know, the time difference. Mm-hmm. And he was saying how... Oh, not I lost my train of thought. Wait a minute now. He was saying how when there are things that we know, it's like we know, but... when you want it to have like a different outcome, sometimes the discipline is going to be within you. So if you don't really know that you want to like go right, going left, you're going to look over there like, do I really want to go left? But going right, you got to put in the work. You got to be like dedicated. Mm-hmm. Like it's like, for instance, having like a exercise like routine. So like, you know, you want to lose 10 pounds. So instead of you going left and going out to eat and I don't know, maybe go and get crab legs and cupcakes. Nah, I'm gonna just go over here, go to Whole Foods, stop by Trader Joe's, give me some food, cook at home, and then I know I'm gonna go work out in the morning instead of me just staying in bed and oversleeping in the morning, which sometimes, on a diet, sleep 8 hours. You need them 8 hours for your body to, do what it needs to do. But instead of you sleeping 10 hours, you're gonna get up, do a little yoga, go take a walk, do an exercise. You have to have that discipline. So I feel like it could go either way. So when the universe is playing a trick on you, because it will, dirty tricks,
Oh,
filthy
dirty,
tricks.
rotten
And
scoundrels.
it's like you'll be sitting there when you think about it and be like, universe, for real, why would you do this to me? Like, what I did you?
And I be good. Like, I be being good. Like, I'm a
I've
good young
been well
lady.
behaved and I feel like I deserve this, so why am I not? And then it's just like, you got to be a little bit more patient. You got to have a little bit more self-discipline.
Well, look, just give me the date and the time, and I will be ready.
God's alignment does not work like that. And the thing is, though, and I'm glad I say that, see, alignment, I love it. Every time something happens and I'm just like, oh, this was in perfect alignment, my whole body starts tingling. Where did we go? Like, for instance, when we went to the Culture Park for the Manny Fresh party, we went in there first, just walked right on in
Cause who?
there, left, came back. And that's when they was like, oh, let us see, blah, blah, blah. But when we was in there before, they didn't ask. And I'm like, okay, yeah. And then we had good ass burgers. Shout out to Uncle Bun. Them trail burgers is the
And I
one.
feel so bad because I love slutty vegan. I'm not vegan, but I'm a slutty vegan. But I want to eat trail burgers now.
I am going to Houston soon and I am going to Trail Burger. Like, I've already called my family in Houston. Like, when I come home, we going to Trail Burger.
Gotta know
The
it.
vegan, oh my God, it was so good. And it was a vegan burger. It was so good. But just sitting there, enjoying the day. It was sunny. It was beautiful. The vibes was right. And when we initially went, it wasn't that packed, but like I just felt just like this is just divine alignment. Today is gonna be a good
The
day. And
day,
we had a good day that whole day.
did.
We went to the second line. That kind of got a little crazy, but even that, got out of there, no issues, went right back to where we was at. The party was lit. The performance was amazing. I never got to see Bun B perform Get Throwed, and that's one of my favorite songs by him, and I got to see him do it. And I just, y'all already know my podcast page doubles as a UGK stan account because I love me some UGK. But that day, like, everything just felt like it was in perfect alignment, except for the fact that they had sold out of Trail Burgers. That was the only thing, because I could have definitely took home like four.
So yeah, we had already had that plan. Like, all right, before we leave, we gonna just get burgers to go home. I didn't want to mention it that the day before I had already came there and got two slutty vegan burgers. So I was like, ah, how are we gonna get some more burgers? But I had already had that plan. They talking about they don't got the vegan burger, which is
And me,
discriminatory against me. So I might be filing a lawsuit.
I can't do the raw ground meat anymore. That's over with for me. So
Very
I got the
good.
vegan burger
Very
and it was
good.
amazing. Just Bun B, listen, if you need somebody to
I
do a
was just about,
review,
oh, I was about
you
to say,
can
let me
use
come
this
work
right
there.
here. Now I'm not gonna work over there.
Oh, no, I'm gonna come work there
I'll
because
come be
you
y'all
get to
social
have
media
free food.
manager.
You get to have free food.
That's
And
the only job I could do, social media manager. I worked in fast food before.
Me too.
I worked in, that was my first job when I was 16. Shout out to Churches on St. Bernard. I worked there from in high school. I worked there in college. So I worked there from 2009 to 2013. It was fun because it is in the hood. And sometimes I did get to watch the second lines pass by, but it's in the hood. And you know who was in the hood? Hood people. Crackheads mostly. A
Oh,
lot of
God.
crackheads. I'm not gonna, no judgment to them. I pray to God, they get help with the addiction, whatever, whatever. But crackheads, man, you see a lot of
Yeah,
crackheads.
and they are
So nah, I'm
crazy,
straight.
so I can imagine.
And it's so scary, like watching a crackhead like go through like a crackhead activity. Cause like, man, one time we seen a crackhead fight, and I was just like, oh my God, I'm so scared. Please call the police. This man is gonna kill this man. Like, I literally thought that I was gonna see the big M right in front of my face, and I
No,
never want to see
ma'am.
that because I would have nightmares forever.
No, ma'am.
can't take the big M, please. So if y'all see, remember, like, people used to watch, like, bum fights? That never was funny to me, because I am scared that this man is going to hurt this other person.
So, if we're just being honest, I was watching it. Bum fights. I'm sorry. And I, you know, sometimes now watch fights, like, on Instagram and stuff like that. Like, I'll always send them to people. Not to you, because I know that that's not your, like, speed. I watch all of the baddies. I watch Now That's TV, like, oh, I'm in it for sure. Like, I don't mind a good squabble.
My cousin likes fights where people's clothes come off. Like, she always thought that was so funny. So she'll be like, if I see a fight, like a fight video that has just come up on Twitter or something like that, I'll send it to her. Because she's like, it's so funny that y'all fighting so hard that your clothes just coming off.
No. In high school.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It's not funny at all. But in 11th grade, these two girls was fighting on the corner or whatever. But I'm from L.A., so I wouldn't even tell y'all where that y'all know. But if you know, right by King Drew, because I was King Drew. They fighting right there by the gas station, whatever. This is a medical school, King Drew. We didn't do medicine, but if you wanted to, that was a good school to go to. So okay. Whatever. Most of us had lab coats on because we either had a nursing class, chem class, whatever.
That's so fire. Okay.
They get the rolling, like, fighting down. This girl snatches her shirt off, and she like, well, then fuck it, snatches her own bra off. The people, like, we have seen, so we, like, giving her our lab coat. So now she's fighting in a lab coat. A mad scientist. And
literally a mad scientist. Jesus.
That just blows my mind every time.
No, like, if it's, like, people, say she didn't take fighting. It off herself, right? But, like, they just swing it so bad that her boob pops out. My cousin used to live for videos like that. So stuff like that is funny, but I'm just, even when we were, like, in school, you say you went to a school. We went to math and science, and that was supposed to be like the school's focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, it's
my mama just wanted me to go to a nice school because I'm not a math or a science girl.
Same. My mom refused to let me go to Compton or Centennial. So.
It wasn't happening. I couldn't go to none of the schools I asked to go to. But I'm very grateful that I did get to go to math and science because I met amazing people and I got to start a lot of stuff over there. So you know that was cool. But anyway, those videos were always so funny to me, but like whenever like they would have a fight at school, everybody running to the fight, I am going the other way. I do not want to see that. I don't want no parts. I'm not being a witness to nothing. That's just me in life, period. Don't do nothing in front of me because I don't want to know.
Right.
Please.
Yeah. Nowadays you have to not like go to stuff like that because unfortunately these people is killing each other and that's wild to me. Like, yes, y'all could be beefed out. Yes, y'all could be into it. If y'all get into a little fisticuff, but by the time you actually like
and
take somebody
that.
Else's life, it's nuts to me like that. Sometimes like I could sit down and just think like, so you really killed somebody. Like, I can understand if they like attacking you or you like gotta save your mama or your baby. All right, cool. But
just a regular fight? Nah, you just gotta fight. Like, just
I thought you was looking
point,
at me crazy.
Just
or
have the
you
fight.
Mad because I bucked into you at the second line or you. Thought you was like, what? You killed them?
That's so wild. And it's like growing up in New Orleans, like all of our activities are outside activities where you're in these big groups of people. So that was always stupid to me for somebody to die for that reason. And we have Mardi Gras. We have second lines. We have concerts. We have festivals. So if I bump into you, we should all be like, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. But see that liquor?
It's a mindset. I was just going to say it's a mindset too. But on the contrary to what you're saying, coming from LA, that group shit, that crowd shit, being somewhere where it's hella people, hell no. Like my freshman year in college, hated it. Like I was like, I want to go back home. Like I'm coming here to go to school, but I want to go back home. But going back home, realizing like, oh, y'all actually not doing shit. Like I actually live by myself. I'm in school. I'm in a whole new city discovering stuff and y'all still literally jerking. Like I'm going back to...
I just seen on Twitter, shout out to the jerks, the jerkers. It was like the 10 or 15 year anniversary of that song. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so old now. Because I remember when the song came out, like blog era. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
It's a mindset thing though. Yeah, because no, that's not a thing in LA. No, you're not really seeing nobody in no groups. The Martin Luther King Parade shot up every time. I couldn't even go because it's in LA or whatever, or like Inglewood area. I couldn't even go. Like to Martin Luther King Parade, being from Compton, mom be like, "Hell no, you ain't going!" Like, because of course I ain't want to go. I'm trying to go with my friends. She's like, "Girl, you crazy?" No,
and that's crazy because it's a Martin Luther King Parade. Like, did y'all not learn who he is and what he was about? Like, that's
they
crazy.
They just wanted to know where he was from. Okay. That's LA. Like, yeah. And it's unfortunate, like, that we have that mindset, but that's just literally what it is.
Is it still a thing? Like, I remember, like, okay, growing up, of course, we seen Boys in the Hood, we seen Colors, but we didn't have that in New Orleans. Colors, 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 colors. We didn't have like those kind of like gangs and stuff like that, and from my understanding, until after Hurricane Katrina, because that's when we started seeing like these different groups, like they from the Third Ward, they from the Night Ward, stuff like that. We had that, like you had your hood where you were from, but it was never like a color type thing. So I know that I did see like they had like unity things happen over the years and stuff like that. So is it still like a I can't go to this neighborhood because I got on this cute blue t-shirt.
I feel like, okay, it's so many layers because it's an onion. It's so many layers. Unfortunately, like, we're women, so it might be a little bit like, okay, those is girls and y'all don't look like, oh, because it's like you can think of a gangbanging dude, like it's girls that look like that, like,
Yeah, I
oh,
feel
she
you.
on, like, that's somebody lady, she on somebody hood, like you can kind of tell.
Like the girl on Boys in the Hood. Who got Ricky shot?
Basically,
Okay. Because,
basically.
yes, she did get Ricky shot. I
And
don't care what nobody say.
it could
That's where
be
it
some
started
slay mamas like me that you could never guess, and they are.
at.
But
Okay.
you have to be, like, to me, you have to be putting yourself in that position at this day. Now, back in my high school days, no. I wasn't going in certain places because I had a Crip boyfriend. I lived in a blood neighborhood and I had a Crip boyfriend, and that nigga never wanted to come to my house, but I knew that. I already knew. I never asked him because
Yeah.
there's no way that you finna drive your blue Camaro down Aprilia. Like, no. Or if he did, it
Oh
was late,
gosh.
like late at night. Like, literally, I'm coming to the car and he going up Compton. Like, no. It wasn't like that. Now, I mean, yes, but as long as you minding your business, you ain't disrespecting nobody, like you to yourself, maybe. But if it's a set tripping ass nigga, it's a little ass nigga that want his name out there, it might be a problem.
Okay, that make now I'm mad that I'm about to say that makes sense, but I can understand that. Given again, and I've only seen this on documentaries and TV shows and stuff like, not even TV shows, documentaries. I'm more of a documentary girl, but I always hated that because it's like I know that y'all started this for a reason, and I get
But it
that,
didn't even start for
but
that. Like, it was not a
yeah,
separation
it
thing.
wasn't a separation thing, and that's what I learned. But it's like, there are the powers that be that is going to cause this separation. And now, not only are we the same skin color, but I hate you because of the color that you're wearing.
Or
Like the
even if
color
you're
that
not
you're
wearing that color, I
representing.
know that this is where you grew up, or that's where you're from, or
Like
that's
this
who
the
you
street
be
that you
with.
on. Yeah.
Like, it's like, well,
That's
or that's who your
insane.
family is. You could be a whole different person. You like, you know what? I'm not on that gangbang shit. Like, I want to get out of here. All them best, like it's unfortunate. It's so many, like, basketball players,
Again, just
like
like
football
Ricky.
players that literally, like, are not here today. That probably could have been something that got killed at parties, that just got killed because their family was so and so. That, like, it's unfortunate. Like, that's the thing that we are known for.
Yeah.
Because in LA, yes, it's Hispanic gangs too, but when I tell you that them people gonna stick together and link together, it's crazy. And going back, like, I've been living here for 13 years. Like, of course, I visited stuff like that, but going back just recently for Rolling Loud, they have now made it illegal. I mean, they made it legal if you don't have like citizenship, you can still operate a street business. So, like, how y'all, like, at the Second Life be having the
Okay,
people
yeah.
selling drinks, or like they be
Yeah.
having their little grills and stuff like
Yeah.
that. All of these, and it's no like shade or it's no side eye to undocumented workers, but it's like all of these undocumented people are able to like solidify these businesses, and they're not even in, like, they're not in competition at all. Like, literally, like
Yeah.
you can literally walk two steps and find a hot dog cart, find whatever it is that they selling, and they all good, and they all gonna make sure that this one step up. All right, we sending this one to college. All right, your mama gonna work here with us. She gonna do this, she gonna do that. But we so, like, I want it and I don't want you to have it, that it could never be like that,
Yeah,
unfortunately.
it's like
Or
a,
it could, don't
it
let me say
could
never,
be,
but
definitely could be, but we have to get out of that crap mindset.
oh my God, it's
And
crazy.
you say that about Hispanic people. There is like Asian people do that too. Those families, they'll bundle all their money together. You take this 10 G's, now you're going to start that business. Whereas in other, like in, for me, I'll speak for myself. When I started my business, nobody ain't helped me. And not even talking about Gifts from a Goddess. Because y'all have to remember, I started Iconic Rubble in 2012. That was a t-shirt company. And that was me, all me. I did start that business with a partner, but the first year she was like, I'm out. I haven't seen that girl in 10 years. Like, haven't seen her. But, and no shade to her, peace and love to you, Jackie. But my family wasn't like, oh, let me give you $1,000 to do this. Or let me, what you mean? Let me give you $1,500 to do that.
My dad to this very day be saying, you and your little lashes. Like,
it's the don't ever little nothing because ain't nothing little over here.
Gotta
know it. Big business over here.
Gotta know it.
This big business over here.
But he switched from, could you have found some bigger ones? So I'll oh, you have seen and lightly met my dad. You, if you met him, you would be like, yeah.
Okay.
He's all that right. guy. Please.
But yeah, no, that's just one thing that definitely was a difference. And it was like, not only do y'all not want to give, yeah. like to invest in like a startup, sometimes y'all don't even want to invest. Like, I literally have family members tell me I'm not spending $20 on a shirt.
Right.
But now everybody's wearing M-Line. And shout out to M-Line. Went to the second line, went to Culture Park, seen 87 people wearing M-Line. I love to see it. It's a company from the city. I love it. Shout out to M-Line. Mm-hmm. But we did discuss, like, fighting and fight videos. So I do want to bring up this next topic. Mm-hmm. And it's not about a fight, but it's about a beef. Okay, so right now we have rap girl beef. First of all, Glorilla, Big Glow. Glorilla dropped her album, Everything, Everything. See her little country ass? I love her. When she said Cuban on Cuban, she don't make music. I love her. She's in my heart. I listened to the album. She has a song on there with Meg, Wannabe. That's my favorite song on there. Meg came on that, did her thing. Y'all know I'm this is very, very much hot girl season over here. Loves okay. me some Meg. So there's one song, and I wish I would have wrote the song name down where she said it. But in the song, she says, me and JT, not that cool, but it ain't no beef. I listened to her say that in the morning, on Friday morning at 10 a.m. I listened to her say that. And by the time I clocked out for lunch at 4 o'clock on Friday, they was in a Twitter beef. And I'm like, how did we get here? Like, I'm thinking to myself, when I heard her say that line, I was like, damn, that'd be so fire if her and the City Girls did a song together, because they some country ass hoes, and I love y'all. I love it. I love any country accent, South Carolina, Memphis, love it. Okay, Louisiana, but like down at the bottom of Louisiana. I ain't talking about New Orleans. Down in the boot, them Cajun people. Love y'all it. Country asses. Mississippi, I used to work with a guy who used to say the silk. Hard to melt every time. I love it. But I hate to see the girls in the rap beef. I'm like, all of y'all really, for sure, like, y'all really just starting out. Which the City Girls did come out before Glorilla, but y'all very new, y'all very fresh. It's early on. And the beefs are dumb.
At this point.
They're so dumb. Get y'all money, talk y'all shit. All that other shit is dumb. And it's the one thing that I didn't like was what I saw people were saying was like, oh, Glorilla called JT ugly? I never seen that. I didn't hear that. That didn't happen.
She
did end up saying her wig was ugly. I did see that. But I never seen her call her ugly. Maybe I missed something.
And I'm trying to go back in my, you know, blog Rolodex to see if I know that she said something like about her appearance. Because I know JT was definitely dragging for Glorilla's appearance.
And that I don't like. I don't like it. I don't like it. Because, again, we're all unique emanations. So if somebody is not attractive to you, then that's fine. But
right.
I'm saying that I'm gonna say this on here.
Friend, all that is off the table. Like, and I understand an educated like debate, but that's not what they were having.
That's not what they were having at all. They just straight up went to firing shots off at each other, and then like global shade at JT for doing her solo tour and only doing like little club ventures and stuff like that.
Right.
Which nothing is wrong with that. Right. And the reason I follow JT on Instagram, like I've been there. I love me some JT. She's so cute.
Uh-huh.
And she could, I know for a fact she one of them ones.
Yeah.
Before she went to jail, I knew she was one of the ones. And
but she's holding her own.
She holding her own. And she definitely is. When she was like, the reason she wanted to do that is because she wanted to be close to her fans. I feel like with City Girls, they blew up so fast they wasn't ready for it. Like Carisha, she didn't really want to be a rapper at first. JT mm-hmm. did want to be a rapper. But I feel like JT wasn't ready for that big exposure like that. So now she's going to go back to her roots. And nothing is wrong with that.
Yeah.
Then on the flip side, it's like, Glow, you just was doing those shows. You know what I'm saying? You just said back end after back end, you know, you get your coin. So to shade her just because you're going on tour with Meg, to me, that don't make no sense. But I feel like, you know, if you fussing with somebody, you're going to say whatever's going to come to your mind. Right. So anything, none of that's not going to make no sense. But my whole thing is, fuck that dumb shit, get y'all money, look cute, and mind y'all business. Like, y'all will make so much more money if y'all did work together.
And it's the outside influence, too, because something supposedly happened at an award show. There's supposedly that Glow hit her with a purse, and the person that JT is not gonna let it go.
I don't see that happening, though. Like, I read about that, and at first it was a slap, then it was a hit with a purse. I don't think that if she got hit with a purse that we would have now just now been talking about it.
Well, I think it was like hurry up and shush, because they said something happened at the award show, but then it was hurry up and shush so that it be no problems. And then here comes Glow out of nowhere. Oh, we ain't beefing, but we ain't the best of friends. Bitch, why are you talking? Because I haven't been saying anything to you.
Now, I will say this. In the song, she's like talking about how she not in competition with nobody. That's what the song was about.
Why not hit JT up? Like, look, I'm about to talk about what we had. It's going to sound crazy, but please know that it's no.
Yeah, like, don't take it like that. I definitely agree.
Had she did that, I promise you, it probably wouldn't have went how it went. Because one would have already knew, and she would have said either yes or no to what it was. Right. And then guess what? The people who don't even know y'all and wasn't there, neither one of these times would have known about it.
And we wouldn't be talking about it.
It's ego. It's literally like, I'm trying to be the one, or I'm trying to like not let you shine. Because what the fuck? This girl been in Paris doing some fucking avant-garde shit. Why are you bothering her? Like, and if she's doing backyard shit, mind your business, because it's you in the backyard, because it sounds like you want to be.
You just was. That was what blew my mind. Like, you literally just was there. And it's not like she couldn't have decided to do bigger shows. She chose to do these types of shows. And whenever I see her like post about her being around her fans, that's when you in the club night, your fans come and see you. I can speak on that right now, because guess what? I'm looking, the other day was Currency's birthday. I'm looking through my phone. I have videos from this man's concerts from 2017 to literally I seen him twice last year. Mm-hmm. Those are the people who are really your fans. That's who's really buying your albums. That's who's really buying your merch.
Pulling up.
And once you get into those bigger arenas, y'all seen what happened with Beyonce and Ticketmaster. Goddamn tickets was $5,000 for the 300 section. We don't want to have to deal with that all the time. Even when Young Jeezy first came out, anytime Jeezy came downhill and it was a club pull up, I'm going. Until some foolishness started happening, then I stopped going. But I didn't like that at all. I didn't like how that went at all. And I feel like like I said, with the song, Glow was saying how if Nicki and Cardi was to work together, how much money they would have made off that. And then she goes into the line about JT, and then goes into the line about how it's not no competition. She want to see everybody win. But your reaction on Twitter, it didn't give the same thing. I mean,
and see, okay, then never going to redact the statement, but I didn't listen to the song, so I didn't know that next line would have been that.
Yeah.
But also, if we already had a beef, I'm already not thinking straight about you. So you have to be upfront about it. But if this is you stating like, oh, I do want, you know, I have had beef in the industry, but I want the industry to work on it. Yes. Like you saying, your next reply, even if JT said something slick, you should have been like, look, it wasn't like that. Like I said, I'm trying to get us all to work together. I was just letting people know just in case when they see us working together.
They do see us and they be like, oh, you just said this about such and such. Nah, me and her talked about that. But I feel like somebody got in their ears behind the scenes.
It's always outside influence.
Because, well, in a good way this time. Glow took all that shit down. Mm. You go to her Twitter, none of that is up there no more. I didn't look at JT's again, but hopefully she took it down too, because it's not even a good look. Like, that beef shit is stupid. And then look literally from the beef, look at what happened with Meg and Nicki. Like, that shit was insane.
Right.
And what I'm always go back to is people have died in rap beefs. Mm-hmm. Proof from D12 is dead. Mm-hmm. Falant was his name with T.I.'s camp. That man is dead. Them people never coming home to their families. Mm-hmm. Biggie and Pop never coming home to their families. Like, their mamas had to go years and years and years talking about them losing their sons. That rap beef shit is stupid. Y'all don't know them people in real life. I like the competition if it's healthy competition. Right. But when y'all go to dragging about each other real life, like, that she was just saying how like she had these struggles growing up, and then you throw that in her face, even though you already talked about the struggles you had growing up. That's kind of dumb to me.
Yeah.
But I feel like also the music industry sees like, oh, there's money in this. It's money.
Oh,
in this.
And that's another thing they gonna too. Because guess what? I was just talking the other day. I'm like, what if none of this shit is real? Like, you don't know nobody in India that called you and was like, yes, earthquake over here. These motherfuckers just putting that on TV. Like, somebody put that on Twitter for them. Like, we don't even know. That was just
like when they were saying how they closed, like, they were telling Americans not to go to, like, Jamaica.
Girl.
Because of the crime.
You'll never make me hate you, Jamaica.
I get on TikTok, ever. And a man is like, no, like, that's not happening over here. And then I see a bunch of threads of people in Jamaica talking about, like, no, like, that's not what's happening over here. Like, why y'all putting that out there? But a thing in America is they want to keep us scared so that they can control us. It's a mind control thing. But that's one thing or another. This has been a really good episode. I'm glad I got to have this. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes,
is there anything that you want to leave my loved ones with?
Just keep stepping, keep doing you. Big lash energy every single time. And that's for the men, that's for the women, that's for everybody. It doesn't necessarily have to be lashes, but always look them in the eye, let them know that how you come in. You're gonna step every time, believe in you because somebody else does. So once you know that you got a camp behind you, it should be nothing that even push you. And even if you don't have a camp,
your camp.
And like we said earlier, if you believe that God got you, nobody else don't gotta got you. That don't really make sense, but you know what I'm talking about. But I will see y'all later. If you see me outside, you already know. Pull up on me. I got lashes all the time. You know how I do. The versions for us cute girls, but I got the other styles too. Holla at me. It's Latex Beauty on Instagram. If you really want to get personal, ring a ding.
That's it. That's beautiful. Thank you so much again for coming on.
I'm so
excited. I hope that you all enjoyed this episode. I do want to also say again, because my best friend is here in the background, shout out to my best friend. Please follow Global Disorder on Instagram. You're going to laugh your ass off, okay? Also, my little girls, they started selling their hair. Make sure y'all cop y'all hair from 1578, okay?
Yeah, I got something for y'all too with them.
Period. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I'm so proud of them, my little girls, y'all. My babies, they're growing up on me. My nephew, he's also starting a clothing line, Trey P. That's coming soon. I will definitely have more details on that for y'all for 420. I'm so very, very excited. Also, don't forget to download the Sonic League Radio app, Sonic League C. I have a big announcement coming up also on 420 for y'all. I'm so excited. This has been an amazing, amazing episode. Thank you all so much for listening. Peace and riches blessings.
Bye.